out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, the 26th of July, 2019. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. It's that time again. It's the end of the week. Everybody's on their last day of work, looking forward to the weekend and looking forward to hearing from our guest today, who is the one and only Grandpa Lampshade. Grandpa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Sven. It's Friday. Which means, of course, Clown World Interview. And as always, we've always got plenty. We're no shortage of Clown World material.
Definitely. And this week, I mean, this is a real doozy. This is Donald Trump interfering to try and rescue American prisoners. Are they political prisoners? Is this an unjust imprisonment? No, it's a black rapper. That's why Donald Trump has to get involved in this case. Never mind all the people that have been unjustly jailed over there in America for self-defense against communists, Trump supporters. But no, he has to step in there in a foreign country to try and get a black rapper released from Sweden of all places for scrapping with other non-whites, basically. I mean, this is just blacks against non-whites, something you see happen in just about every multicultural city on the planet. But because this guy has a celebrity status, Donald Trump has to step in there. And I mean, it may actually be good for Trump, to be honest. It may mean that he does win the black vote through this. They are very fickle. And the fact that he's showing support for black rappers, that may do well for him in the 2020 election. But just the ludicrousness of the White House interfering in this, I was just flabbergasted to hear about it. Well, this is the news. This is the most up-to-date news we can find on this international incident. ASAP Rocky, that's the rapper's name, was yesterday charged with assault in Sweden, despite President Trump's personal plea to the Swedish Prime Minister requesting that the black rapper be released. Rocky will remain in custody in Sweden until a trial on the assault charges, the date of which has been set for 30th of July. If found guilty, he could face up to 2 years in prison. And it comes despite President Trump's personal plea to the Swedish Prime Minister to release Rocky on bail after Kanye West brought the rapper's plight to Trump's attention. And to be honest, this rapper must be pretty annoyed at this, because he was right in the middle of a European tour. And all those people that were hoping to go and see him do his rapping thing, whatever that is, they've all been let down, and he's stuck there in this jail cell. And I mean, in Sweden, they don't even have bail. So I don't know what Trump is doing, offering to pay the bail. What do you think of this, Grandpa, anyway?
ASAP Rocky, man, the S with the dollar sign, man. You go into Sweden. You go to Sweden. First, you got your rap career, okay? That means you got the money, which means you're supposed to get the hoes. Well, you go to Sweden. You go to Sweden expecting you're going to get the white women's, you know, you get your Sweden, you know, blonde white women's, you know, and what do you wind up? You wind up getting accosted by a couple of podgies. I went to Sweden, man. I didn't go to no Pakistan. Why I got problems with hodgies disrespecting me and stuff? So you wind you wind up with this rapper and his entourage. scrapping with a couple of Middle Easterners in Sweden. Welcome to multicultural paradise. Of course, you were saying that this might actually help him with the black vote. I don't think so. I think it will be about as successful with the black vote as moving the Israeli embassy to Jerusalem has helped him with American Jews. I don't think it really plays out real well for him. So it's just all complete clown world, you know. And of course, you know, Kanye West is bringing the rapper's plight to Trump's attention. Nobody else, none of Trump's actual supporters here in America, you know, his rank and file, none of them have a plight, apparently. But ASAP Rocky, who went to Sweden, probably hoping to get the hose, you know, his plight is presidential material.
Well, it's not the first time that Trump has sort of made a foray into releasing blacks from prison. I do recall that was one of his triumphs, was releasing a lot of them from prison that had accepted plea deals. They'd accepted plea deals for, you know, for having things like cannabis joints in the back of the car. When what they'd actually been found guilty, or what they were actually guilty of, was shooting people or raping people. So they accepted a plea deal. They went to prison for a lesser charge, and then Trump released them all. And of course, 90% of the people that he released were black, and that didn't work out too well for him. And you're mentioning there about this ASAP Rocky going over there looking for white women, and it was black, well, not black women, but women in black bin bags that he actually found. I saw some of this video. I actually saw last week. Someone brought it to my attention, and I didn't really know what the point of it was. I was like, well, who is this guy? And they were like, well, it's just some black guy. And I was like, well, where is it? And, oh, some multicultural city somewhere. Well, what's the point of showing us this? Well, this is what happens. It's black guys against Muslims. Just look at the fools they make of themselves. And then it comes out this week. Well, actually, that was a famous rapper, and he's now got himself locked up in Sweden. And apparently it was all down to do with some broken headphones or something. I mean, it's so hard to actually make out what the reason for the fuss is all about when you see them interacting with one another. Well, footage of the fight showed the rapper, who is 30, and his entourage hurling a man to the ground and punching and kicking him on the floor. Four men were arrested in the Scandinavian city. One of them, the rapper's bodyguard, was later released. Protesting his innocence, Rocky said he and his team were pursued by the two men who had kept following us for four blocks around the Swedish capital. We don't know these guys and we didn't want trouble, he insisted. His own video showed an angry confrontation with the two men, one of whom accused the rapper's entourage of breaking his headphones. Well, that's a killing offence, isn't it? That's a capital offence, that one, breaking his headphones. They really were following him around, though. I mean, I do actually have a little bit of sympathy for the guy, because these Afghans were just pestering them. They were saying, look, you go that way, we'll go this way. And these Afghans just continued following them. I didn't actually see the footage of the beating. I really couldn't force myself to watch it all the way that far. I mean, it really wasn't that interesting. Did you actually see this beating when it occurred, Grandpa?
I saw a little clip of it, but diversity is really our strength, isn't it? I mean, just look how much stronger and better things are getting, really, you know, Sweden. And you know, it's quite possible that these are some good boys that didn't do nothing. I mean, you know, these Afghans, these Middle Easterners, I don't know where they're from, Pakistan, wherever the hell these guys are from. You know, I mean, they do this stuff. I mean, they follow people around, they pester, and they might have been, you know, hey, you broke my headphone, thinking they're going to, you know, these guys are walking around, they got the gold chains, they got the gold chain, they got their bling, and it's obvious they got the money. So it's possible that these Hajis were figuring, you know, hey, they could harass them and maybe they could get some of the money. You know, hey, you broke my headphones, these are $500 headphones. They're like $2 headphones they bought somewhere at the flea market or some shit, you know. So I mean, these people are always doing this sort of stuff. But of course, you know, if they were following and pestering like normal white Swedes around, they would probably, oh, well, I'm sorry, I don't remember breaking your headphones. Oh yeah, you broke my headphones. You know, well, here, I'll pay you for them. And that's how they get the money. And they, of course, you know, they do this to an American black rapper, and you know, that's disrespect. So of course, disrespect is going to end up in a confrontation. So the Middle Easterners, they didn't get the money because they were trying to get ASAP Rocky's money. And so again, it's vibrant. I mean, they told us it would be more vibrant with all this multiculturalism. And on that front, I think they pretty much told us the truth.
Well, the Sweden Prime Minister Löfven, who really is a laughingstock, I expect most of our listeners listening to the Nordic Resistance Movement podcast, and they often feature clips of this Swedish Prime Minister. They've got a clip of him in India talking about how wonderful China is when he's supposed to be talking about India. They've got another clip of him saying, of course, in Sweden we have no-go zones, and this is just after it's been released about 40 or 50 different no-go zones that they have in Sweden with grenades and machine guns and all sorts going off in Malmo. He's a complete laughingstock, but one thing he really does dislike is Donald Trump. He thinks Donald Trump is a neo-Nazi and a fascist and all the rest of it. Well, Swedish Prime Minister Löfven had previously acknowledged that Trump has a personal interest in the case and said he would welcome a conversation with the US president, but stressed that Rocky would not receive special treatment. Prosecutor Daniel Sunesson filed charges against the Grammy-nominated artist and two others, having come to the conclusion that the events in question constitute a crime, and despite claims of self-defense and provocation. I have had more material to consider than what has been available on the internet. In addition to the videotaped material, there is support for the plaintiff's account through witness interrogation. And now, it really didn't seem like that to me. I mean, if somebody is following you around and pestering you, then, you know, it really is self-defense if they keep going after you like that. And according to the Nordic Resistance Movement guys, these Afghans over there, they're like exalted peoples. They're like the elite over there. And anybody that harms these Afghans, the state comes down on you like a ton of bricks. And I guess these blacks aren't used to that because they're used to being quite high up on the victim stakes, I should imagine, in America. But over there in Sweden, it's not the blacks. It's actually the Afghans that are at the top of the victim complaining tree. So, it's quite a surprise actually to see this because it's two victim mentalities, one against the other, blacks against the Afghans. And Löfven is obviously, he's not going to do anything to help Trump. I bet he really enjoyed saying to Trump, well, we're not going to do anything. We've got to allow the justice system to take its course. I'm sure he's really pleased with this, that he's been able to actually say no to Donald Trump, because it's about the only time in his life he'd actually be able to say that, I should imagine.
Sounds like he's the Justin Trudeau of Sweden, perhaps?
Yeah. that would be accurate, I would say.
Now this brings up the question, though, if these were two white Swedes that this had happened to, would the government be taking this same action? But apparently no. Sweden, there's certain things in Sweden apparently that they take very seriously, and that's defending their Afghans. I mean, you can come to Sweden and you might get caught doing like some drugs or something, and they might be willing to overlook that. You might come to Sweden and, I don't know, run a rape gang or something if you're from the Middle East, and they might be able to work with you. But if you come to Sweden and you don't treat their Hajis well, they are not going to tolerate that. I mean, they are going to bring down the hammer of justice. You say, yeah, like say, apparently ASAP Rocky and his entourage went over there and didn't realize that there's a different hierarchy. In Sweden, you know, where in America, you know, blacks are fairly high in the hierarchy ladder of those who cannot, you know, be anything but the victim. But see, in Sweden, it's a different world. It's Hajis in Sweden. And so, again, you wind up with this confrontation. It wouldn't have been a problem if these would have been white Swedes that had followed them around and got a beat down. But since it was the, the protected class, the precious Afghans, then that's not going to be tolerated. I'm surprised they're not going for the death penalty here. So, you know, they'll probably be lucky to get out with a heavy fine and perhaps some light jail time.
It wouldn't surprise me if they give him the full 2 years. The case has drawn international attention, with Kanye West and his wife Kim Kardashian West asking Trump to get the platinum-selling star released. ASAP Rocky, real name is Rakim Myers, has been in custody since July the 3rd as authorities investigate a fight he was involved in on June 30th before appearing at a music festival in Norway. His alleged victim was today named as Mustafa Jafari. I mean, that sounds like a sort of Rastafari name, doesn't it? Rather than an Arab name. But what surprises me about this is that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian West, apparently they have a direct line to the White House. And they seem to be like on the level of advisors. Doesn't that seem that way to you?
At Hong Kong, you know, I mean, of course, what else in clown world, you know? And what name says sweet? I mean, it's actually, you're wrong here, Sven. It's a totally Swedish name, Mustafa Jafari. When I was a kid growing up and I would think of Sweden, you know, I would think of names like Mustafa Jafari. You know, I mean, it just screams Sweden. But yeah, I mean, of course, it only makes sense in clown world that Kanye and Kim Kardashian would have a hotline to the president. I mean, we spiral ever closer to idiocracy. So yeah, no, it makes total perfect sense, you know. And the thing is, when we point out this clown world stuff, I don't know. With Trump, you know, if he does something good, we applaud it. But we're not. Brain dead magapedes. I mean, when he does something clown worldish, such as this sort of thing, I mean, we're going to point it out. You know, I mean, because facts, reality, and the truth, it don't change. We're not rooting for sports teams here. If we get something that's positive for us out of Trump, then, yeah, you know, there's no need not to celebrate that. But at the same time, we're not going to turn a blind eye to the fact that stuff like this, like Kanye and Kim Kardashian have a hotline to the White House. Meanwhile, Trump supporters are being assaulted in the streets and everything else. And what, you know, where are we seeing action from the Trump administration? It's just kind of like, no, we're too worried about moving the embassy in Israel, you know, even though that doesn't seem to help him any with the way American Jews treat him. It's the same thing. This isn't going to, like, boy, he's going to 100% win the black vote. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen at all. And yet we see him wasting his time with this. And I don't know. We just have to remember, I guess, that in the end, Trump is a civnat and a boomer. And so really, we shouldn't be surprised when we see this sort of thing from him.
Well, it's on a level with him trying to promote buggery around the world. Apparently there are seven countries in the world that still, thankfully, where homosexuality is illegal, and he's making it, you know, a prime objective of his administration to force sodomy upon these countries. I really don't see how that is any kind of vote winner. I mean, what do they make up? Less than 1% of the population. Is it the homosexuals in Africa that are going to be voting for Trump in the next election? No, it isn't. I don't understand why he's doing this. Unless he's trying to please other people. Maybe he's trying to please some members of his family that have gay sympathies, in the same way that what he's doing here is he's trying to please his black celebrity friends, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. Well, last week, Trump said he personally vouched for ASAP Rocky's bail. He personally vouched for him. Does he know this ASAP Rocky? I guess this personal vouching is all based on Kanye West personally vouching for him. So they're all just basically taking the word of a black man that, hey, he's okay, he didn't do nothing. Go on, you stand up for him, Trump. I'll vouch for him. Well, Trump said he personally vouched for him in a phone call with Sweden's prime minister following a vow to secure the rapper's release at the request of Kim and Kanye. He's taken a vow before God that he is going to secure this black rapper's release just to please Kim and Kanye. Trump tweeted that he had enjoyed a productive call with Laughlin, revealing that the pair set to talk again after the weekend about Rocky's legal woes. I mean, this is a really important matter, isn't it? That, you know, they've got to talk about it again after the weekend. Just had a very good call with @SwedishPM Stefan Laughlin, who assured me that American citizen ASAP Rocky will be treated fairly, Trump's tweet began. Likewise, I assured him that ASAP was not a flight risk and offered to personally vouch for his bail or an alternative. Our teams will be talking further, and we agreed to speak again in the next 48 hours. I wonder if they have a special black rapper in trouble in a foreign country team to deal with this, where they have specialized teams in order to get these ne'er-do-wells back. Yeah, did you really want this guy back from Sweden, Grandpa? Is that top of your list of things to wish for?
I lay awake at night, Sven. I lay awake at night worrying about, I mean, every night before I go to bed, I pray for ASAP ASAP Rocky's release, because you know when them next beat's gonna drop. You know, my life can't go on until them next beat's gonna drop. You know, but this is obviously a national security tier incident. I mean, I'm surprised that he hasn't sent like a carrier fleet. You know, just maybe start doing some flyovers of, you know, sort of do some flyovers of Sweden just to remind them, you know, that you don't mess with our black rappers. Just, you know, imagine now. You know, I've heard horror stories because, you know, like for instance, in Mexico, you know, all guns are outlawed except for drug cartels. And I've heard horror stories. For instance, you know, I mean, it used to be, it's a little different now that things are the way they are. But it used to be, you know, there was a lot of traffic back and forth across the border. You know, people would go across the border and, for instance, buy their drugs, you know, like prescription drugs because they're cheaper in Mexico and come back to the United States. And I've heard horror stories of people like, you know, they didn't realize they had like one 22 caliber, which is a small caliber, you know, bullet they left in their pickup, and they go across the border. And when they come back, you know, the Mexican police look in there and find this one bullet, and they find themselves thrown into a Mexican prison, which is just like some shit you see on TV. I mean, it's horrible. You can't imagine how bad a Mexican prison is. So there are cases where Americans are getting thrown into like places like Mexican prisons and stuff for just little stuff like, oh, they forgot there was a bullet under their seat and the Mexican police happened to find it and they throw the book at them and they can't get out of prison unless their family can basically bribe the Mexican officials to get them out. But we have a national security tier, apparently, action happening over getting a black rapper released from Sweden jail for being involved in an altercation with some Middle Easterners. Welcome to clown world.
Well, it does seem as if Trump seems to think that that is sort of what's actually going on here, as if he's in some kind of third world prison, when he says he's been assured by the prime minister that he will be treated fairly. I mean, what else would you expect in a white country? I guess Sweden is rapidly inching towards third world status with all the Middle Easterners that they've actually got over there. And I guess where Trump is saying he can personally vouch for him because he knows, you know, Rocky's got that bail money. He's got that dollar sign in his name there. And he knows that he will pay Trump back that money because he's obviously got lots of it. I mean, you must have lots of money if you're going to start putting dollar signs in your name. That's, you know, that's what all the rich people do. Yeah, yeah. A lot more than 50 cent. I mean, he's just got 50 cents. ASAP Rocky, he's rich.
You know what this gold chain costs, man? This gold chain costs more than you make in a year.
Well, Laughlin said earlier, he was aware that Trump has a personal interest in the case, but added that while he would welcome a conversation with Trump, it was not his place to sway the prosecutors or the courts. And reading through the lines there, what he is saying there is, I'm not going to do anything at all to help this. I'm really enjoying this, that we've got this black rapper that you like, and I hope they throw the book at him. That's what he's saying there, because of course he's got an influence on the prosecutors and the courts. The announcement came just hours after West is said to have called the president through a direct line to the Oval Office, urging Trump to take action. I mean, that sounds like the bat line, doesn't it? You know, it's like the special line to the bat cave, where Commissioner Gordon can get hold of Batman to go and solve the crime. Kanye West has got this direct line to the Oval Office to urge Trump to jump into action and rescue the black rapper. And West wanted to get personally involved with ASAP's case, but instead sought help from Trump, with whom he's consistently voiced admiration for publicly. Just spoke to Kanye West about his friend ASAP Rocky's incarceration, Trump tweeted on Friday night. I will be calling the very talented Prime Minister of Sweden to see what we can do about helping ASAP Rocky. So many people would like to see this quickly resolved, he wrote. So obviously Kanye West wasn't up for this, you know. I mean, he had to just hand this over to Trump, who's, you know, far, far better at dealing with rappers than Kanye would be. I mean, that's what it seems to me here. He's taking a back seat, isn't he, Kanye? He's sort of taking his hat off to Trump and saying, we've got to have the Donald in on this case. Rescue this black boy. Know.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, though, you, I'm still hung up back here. You're talking about the bat phone, you know, so I'm sitting here thinking about the bat signal, because when you call the bat phone, you got to have the bat signal. And I'm thinking, what's the bat signal look like? And I'm thinking the big spotlight goes up and they turn it on. It's a dollar sign. It's a dollar sign up on the clouds.
Or Big Mac.
The rap signal. It's not the bat signal. It's a rap signal. And you got the dollar sign shining up on the clouds, man. I don't know. You know, I mean, at some point, things become so clownish. I can't even comment on them because I was like, how do you even expand on this? I know that boomer cuck's going to boomer cuck. And again, you have to remember that Trump is a boomer. And so they just can't help themselves. Maybe now, maybe if he gets enough black rappers, if he releases enough blacks from American prison and works hard enough to, you know, help black rappers in Sweden, you know, maybe then, the American Jews who run the media, who continually call him a racist, even though he moved the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, you know, maybe they'll finally quit calling him a racist, white supremacist, Nazi who wants to gas 6 trillion Jews. But of course, no matter how many times they keep trying it, the same result keeps happening.
Well, it's not just Trump, not just Kanye West, not just not this special team that they've got talking to Lofven over there in Sweden. Now the First Lady has got involved as well. Melania Trump also said she would be working with the State Department to try to bring him home. We'll be working with the State Department and we hope to get him home soon, Melania told reporters in the Oval Office while celebrating the anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. Because, of course, that's what you think about, isn't it, when you're celebrating the anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing? Black rappers in prison in Sweden. And they say it was a rare comment on a diplomatic and political situation from the First Lady. And I think that's a little bit sarcastic there, saying it's a rare comment on a diplomatic and political situation from the First Lady. They're sort of saying she's you know, she's not bright enough to really talk about anything else but this black rapper. I think that's a backhanded compliment there, Grandpa. What do you think?
Yeah, probably. They're bringing out the big guns. You got to bring out all your big guns. So on an international diplomatic political situation of such deep concerns such as this. Now, if you're out there and you're listening and you have a family member who foolishly, perhaps they're young and got caught up in something they shouldn't have and found themselves thrown in the bottom of a Turkish prison, do a tough shit for you because you don't have the rap signal. You don't have the dollar sign signal. You can shine up on the clouds. You're out of luck. Your family member is just going to rot in the bottom of a Turkish prison somewhere. But when you look at somebody's facing hellish conditions, like one can only imagine in a Swedish jail, then we're going to have to bring out all the big guns to try to rescue them from these no doubt hellish conditions.
Well, I got a suspicion it's not just Kanye West that phoned him. I mean, all Trump's homies have been getting in touch with him. He says many, many members of the African-American community have called me, friends of mine, and said, can you help? I personally don't know ASAP Rocky, but he has tremendous support from the African-American community in this country, Trump said. When I say African-American, I think I can really say from everyone in this country, because we're all one. I have been called by so many people asking me to help ASAP Rocky. Actually, the one who knew about ASAP Rocky was our First Lady, right? She was telling me about, he added. Sweden is a great country. They are friends of mine, the leadership, and we are going to be calling. We'll be talking to them. We've already started, the president said. Kim Kardashian West, who is training as a lawyer after rebranding as a justice campaigner, thanked Trump and the White House staff for their efforts to free ASAP Rocky and his two friends. So she's going to be a social justice campaigner now, some kind of lawyer, and the most important case here is this black rapper. I mean, how many black friends does Donald Trump have? He said he's been called by so many people. And he's saying, well, it's all America, actually. I think he sort of realized that he was, differentiating between one race and another there. So he sort of cut himself back and said, actually, it's everyone in the country because we're all one together. All Americans together. He must be so cut up about this, Grandpa, this black guy in prison.
I'm awake at night. I what I thought was really funny here is he says that he tries to basically throw, he doesn't know who the guy is personally, but Melania supposedly brought to his attention. So I'm sure, you know, the First Lady, when you look at her, you know, she's an elegant woman. you know, she carries herself with a certain amount of class. So you can just imagine that when she's like maybe in the gym working out, because it's obvious she keeps herself in shape for age and everything. You can imagine that, you know, when she's in the gym and she's working out, she's listening to them beats. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Now, I haven't ever listened to this guy, but I'm pretty sure it probably sounds something like that. Ooh, ooh, boom, boom. Yeah. You know what it is. We get the money. We get to, yeah, because it all pretty much sounds the same. So luckily she knew, you know, Melania, because she's waiting for them new beats to drop. And then she hears that her favorite rap artist is now in a hellish Sweden jail somewhere when he didn't do nothing. And she says she's storming, no doubt storming into the Oval Office and pounding her husband's desk and saying, look, I put up with you turning a blind eye to certain things, but there's somebody keeping these new beats from dropping. That's something I am not going to stand for. You had better do something, Donald, and you had better do it right now. I've got to have those beats. I've got to have those beats.
How can she be expected to drive around the hood without some new music playing in the car, with the windows down, hanging out there with a blunt in her hand while she's driving along? You can just imagine it, can't you? Her listening to this gangster rap. Well, Kim Kardashian has a comment here. She said, their commitment to justice reform is so appreciated. I mean, because this is going to take a whole reform of the justice system to ensure that black rappers are no longer arrested in Europe, basically. The reality TV star and businesswoman has spoken to Trump on multiple occasions about justice reform in the US. Her half-sister, Kendall Jenner, was previously romantically linked to Rocky. I wonder if that had anything to do with it. ASAP Rocky was banging her sister. I think that's the real reason for this. The rapper, who is in the midst of a European tour, has already been forced to cancel shows in Norway, Poland, Ireland, and Britain because of the arrest. I doubt whether he's ever coming back to Europe again once he actually gets released from this prison cell, Grandpa.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the poor Norway. I mean, think of the poor Polacks in Poland and the Irish. They're not going to get them beats, man. They were all looking forward to hearing them drop those beats live. And now they have been deprived of it. It's not hard to see why this is an international incident. Now, this could just totally get out of control. I mean, you start talking about depriving the Irish of their fresh beats from ASAP Rocky. And I mean, it's fixing to go down. I'm telling you, it's fixing to go down. Yes, commitment to justice reform. And of course, justice reform, when they talk about that in the context of America, it basically, when you look into this, whenever you hear, because it's like when Trump, you mentioned earlier, Trump's big one of his first initial pushes was quote unquote prison reform, which was, of course, spearheaded by his son-in-law Kushner there. You know, it basically equated to blacks being released from prison. So whenever you hear the context in America of commitment to justice reform always seems to wind up boiling down to is basically blacks don't go to jail for anything. You know, no matter what. I mean, I guess if they did something really serious, they might go to jail. But for the most part, you know, they shouldn't go to jail like at all for anything. And it sounds like I'm being, you know, over the top with this, but it's really, that is where it's headed. They're over here just to kind of highlight, you know, the beginnings of this. The black district attorney over in Dallas. Here a while back, you know, he had announced that blacks, basically because it was about blacks. I mean, he didn't say blacks specifically, but that's what it was meant, would no longer be arrested or prosecuted for shoplifting, drug crimes, and things such as this. And now they're like, they're having this big confusion because they can't figure out why, like, the murder rate in Dallas is skyrocketing. It's a complete mystery. But yeah, they announced that they're no longer going to arrest people in Dallas County for things such as shoplifting and having drugs. So you could see the beginnings of this. And whenever they push for this, when you get down to the core of it, when you boil it down to its core, it always winds up basically being blacks shouldn't go to jail for anything ever.
Well, it disproportionately affects them, doesn't it? You see, this is why it's so unjust. I mean, if you have laws and the blacks break the laws five times more often than the whites do, then they are going to be disproportionately affected by the legal system. And we can't have that. We can't have them being disproportionately affected. They've also legalized jump in the subway, jump in the ticket machines, so that blacks don't have to actually pay for public transport in some parts of America now. I was hearing on a Jared Taylor show, and of course over here in Britain, they're desperately trying to get down the number of blacks that are being sent to prison. So they've told the judges, if they're black, then don't send them to prison, basically, because of my racism. Well, I was interested to find that there's actually an online petition called Justice for Rocky. I'm sure you're going to want to go off and sign that when we finish here today, Grandpa. But this online petition has garnered more than 620,000 signatures. And that's actually less than the signatures for Free Tommy Robinson. Interestingly enough, that's actually less than the support for Tommy Robinson. So why isn't Donald Trump talking about Tommy Robinson there and saying, what's he doing in prison? But no, it's this black rapper. That's the important thing. And there are also posters emblazoned with Free ASAP Rocky ASAP, which have been put up all around Stockholm. Artists including Post Malone, Sean Diddy Combs, Nicki Minaj, Meek Mill, and Justin Bieber have all voiced their support for Myers. What a group there. Justin Bieber, is he really sort of linked up with the rest of them there? I'm not really sure who most of them are. I've heard of Nicki Minaj before. Justin Bieber, he's voiced his support for Myers with rapper Tyler, the Creator, saying he would no longer be performing in Sweden. Poor Swedes. Rapper Travis Scott shouted Free Rocky during his performance at the Wireless Festival in London, a festival where ASAP Rocky was scheduled to perform. The star's lawyer, Alan Jackson, said, President Trump has made bringing home unjustly held Americans a top priority for his administration. The State Department's interest in the case gives us great hope for Rocky's situation. Secretary Pompeo and Ambassador O'Brien have been relentless in their diplomatic efforts on behalf of American citizens being held all over the world. Rocky's millions of fans worldwide are putting their trust in the State Department to get Rocky home. Rocky was born in New York and had a breakthrough in 2011 with the release of the mixtape Live Love ASAP. He followed that up in 2013 with a debut album Long Live ASAP. He's a good lyricist there, isn't he? Yeah, I like that. Just changing those words there. But Trump's got everyone involved in this, hasn't he? Pompeo, Ambassador O'Brien. I believe they've got a special PR firm that's actually been set up for this, specifically for this arrest in Sweden. I think that's the latest news. They haven't just got lawyers involved in this. They've actually got a PR firm as well. I mean, this is massive news, Grandpa. Absolutely massive news. And of course, we do hope Trump gets him out, because that is the most important thing for the American presidents to do, isn't it? Make certain that black rappers that beat up Afghans don't actually get sent to prison for it. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back next week with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.